start by thanking everyone for being such a wonderful family to me and mine. I didn't realize when I was going to become a Christian how wonderful the extra gifts were going to be. And I'd also like to thank you all for your patience. I'm kind of a newborn Christian. I'm not even 2 years old yet, so if I say anything wrong, just let me know. Okay, let's start with a prayer. Bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this fellowship that we get to receive every day and the many, many blessings that we receive that we don't even know about. Lord, we're just pebbles in a pond making ripples that touch everyone else. Thank you so much for that opportunity. Every day when we wake up, the first thing we should do is ask you what we can do for you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, this is about singing, of course, since today is the choir's turn. And I'd just like to say that as important as all kinds of praise is, I just personally love singing. And I never was a singer before, which is kind of weird. I think God put the knowledge of right and wrong into our hearts at birth. And along with that, he also put love of song and praise. And that's just a wonderful way for us to do it. Dance too, but I'm not a dancer, so we won't go there. One person that I read, Rabindranath Tagore, he's a famous Indian. He is to India what Amadeus Mozart was to the Western world. He actually lived and grew up in the time of, he actually was a little bit before Gandhi, actually came from a very rich family, but he gave everything he had away to the poor. And he's very powerful to do with music, poetry, all sorts of arts. He was a painter. He traveled the world many, many times to try to raise awareness for the poor in India. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why when I became a Christian, all of a sudden I just felt this urge to come up here and sing. And I couldn't figure it out. And then one day I found this quote from him. And I thought it was pretty cool. It says, "When thou commandest me to sing, it seems that my heart would break with pride. And I look to thy faith, and tears come to my eyes. All that is harsh and dissonant in my life melts into one sweet harmony. And my adoration spreads wings like a glad bird on its flight across the sea. I touch by the edge of my far-spreading wing of my song, thy feet, which I could never aspire to reach. Drunk with joy of singing, I forget myself and call thee friend who art my Lord." He also was a great proponent of Christianity, although he never did become a Christian. He had many, many Christian friends. One of the famous quotes that he has that I really enjoy is, "There is in Christianity the great doctrine that God became man in order to save humanity, by taking the burden of its sin and suffering on himself, that the starving must be fed, the ragged clad, has been emphasized by Christianity as no other religion has done, and to our great good fortune." Well, of course, as we know, there's the Psalms, which is really a book that should be sung. And I always wondered what that would sound like. We'll never know because it was never written down as music, but that would be pretty interesting. Of course, there's so many songs that have been written from the Psalms. But in the Bible, I did a search, there's over 99 separate verses across 20 books that include the word sing. So that's a pretty important part of it. I'd like to just go from Exodus to Revelations and give you a few excerpts. Exodus 15, "Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him." Judges 5. "Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abiram, sang on that day, saying, when leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. Hear, O king, give ear. O princes, I will sing to the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel." 2 Samuel 22. "He delivers from my enemies, also lifts me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent men. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles and sing praise to your name." 1 Chronicles 13. "Then David and all Israel played music before God, all with all their might, with singing and harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines and cymbals, and with trumpets. 1 Chronicles 16, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. Psalm 9. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell you of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Psalm 47. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Jeremiah 31. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of one stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and new wine and oil. For the young of the flock and the herd, their soul shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young man and the old together. For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them, and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. Acts 16. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. Romans 15. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision of the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. Colossians. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Revelation 15. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over the image and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are his works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come together and sing and become one with you, Lord, and get a little closer by our singing songs, to have the ability to call you friend and to touch your feet, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.